Welcome into A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by our friends at Streamfinders Homes, Brian Sexton, the Jaguars wide receiver, Allen Hurns. Getting ready to face the Dolphins. Were they the team of your youth? I mean, you grew up in Miami.
Yeah, I grew up in Miami, but that was the team of my youth. You know, I was always a big Miami Hurricanes fan. Miami Dolphins, not so much.
You didn't follow the NFL? You were a college guy then?
I was a college guy, yes.
All right, well, let's get started then. I met your mom. Our first topic is pro. I met your mom in the lobby a couple of weeks ago. She came up. Great lady. And it taught me something. It taught me where you got your ability to be a pro. You're a young guy, but already you understand what comes with being a pro athlete. Besides your mom, what other influences do you have that make you who you are?
I probably would say somewhat my mom and the injuries I've been through. You know, it just make you open up your eyes and see a lot of things. You know, once you out and you're missing part of the game, you visualize things and you just cherish everything you have when it comes to the game.
I would say that's probably a good way to describe you, because you're always accommodating in the locker room. You always have a smile on your face. You seem to appreciate the position you're in. Did going undrafted play into that?
No doubt. You know, like I said, that's going to always be with me. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to know what you got to get accomplished. And you can't let that hold you back from anything. So you got to keep moving forward and improve on things.
All right, up next is the U. So many great athletes come out. Look at a smile on your face. Other than wide receivers, who are the players who went through Miami that have had a strong influence on you? Which guys can you count on?
I'll probably say the defensive backs. You know, you see Antre Roe there a lot, and Ed Reed, and guys like them. They're very influential and things like that. Just saying that them guys was where we once at and they're where we want to be and things like that. So for them to come back and speak to us, it meant a lot, you know. Because them guys don't have to do that. So when they came back, it was very special.
The two receivers that stand out the most, Michael Irvin, Andre Johnson, they couldn't be more different. Do you have a relationship with either one of those guys?
Yes, I talk to those guys. You know, once I was there at Miami, and now I talk to them a lot as well. You know, those very guys that led the way, you know. So every time I get to talk to them, I count that blessing. And Andre Johnson, I look up to him a lot, you know. He's not one of those guys that say much, but once he's out there on the field, he let his work speak for itself.
Any piece of advice from any former Hurricane that stuck with you?
Andre Johnson, he always told me, just balance my highs and my lows. You know, there's going to be good plays, there's going to be bad plays, but you got to move on from them and just don't get too rattled when things happen.
Up next, number 5. What makes Blake Bortles different?
just his toughness, I would say. You know, his mindset, because from day one, and once he first stepped on the field, if it was last year, you know, he was very calm and things like that. So, and you can see the improvement this year as far as in the huddle, on the sidelines, just taking control of things, you know. And if it's 3rd and 1 and he got to get that first down, he go dive, he's not just going to slide, and things like that. So he's tough, and that's special.
How about off the field? I mean, I try to describe him. You're in the locker room with him, obviously, a lot more than anyone else. But I try to describe just how cool and collected he is. I mean, how do you describe him to people?
I'll probably say cool and collected, too. You know, off the field, he doesn't show much emotions. He's just very relaxed, you know, outgoing with guys and things like that, laughing. But for the most part, he's very chill. Other than that, can't say much.
All right, the W is our next topic. Winning is an attitude, isn't it? And there hasn't been a lot of that around here since you got here. How do you guys deal with that?
I feel like just because we see the potential, you know. You know, like from this Sunday, you know, opportunities was there. You know, that's what gives us faith and belief, because we capable of seeing the things that we know we can do it. It's just that we got to capitalize on certain opportunities and things like that. So it's not like we're out there where we just get beat bad and things like that, where it's things out of our control. It's things that we can control. So that keeps us faith.
You know, the fans who are watching this right now and the ones who come and watch you on Sunday afternoons, you know, this is a game of emotion for them. You guys, you have to pull yourself out of it. When you win or you lose, you got to keep going. How difficult is it for you to put the game behind you 24 hours later and power on?
It's not so much difficult, because at the end of the day, you know, that Monday you got to come learn, accept what it is, you know. It's going to be mistakes and you got to learn for those. But at the end of the day, you just got to understand it's a journey, you know. You can't take 1 week and let that determine your season, you know, because each week you got to come in, improve, and make adjustments and things like that. So all I can tell them is that it's the journey, and just stay with us.
All right, the final topic here is, let's just do a little word association. I'll give you a player in the locker room, the first thought that comes to mind, Allen Robinson.
Jumping.
Because he can really get up, can't he?
He can jump. He could jump.
Marquise Lee.
Explosive.
Because he can really run.
Yes.
Julius Thomas.
Ooh. Crafty.
Really?
Yes.
What makes him crafty?
His route running. He's a tight end, but he moved like a receiver.
Paul Posluszny.
Tough.
Yeah?
Tough.
Jared Odrick.
Crazy.
Chris Clemens.
Chris Clemens. Better.
Let's finish with this. Gus Bradley.
Positive.
Well, your eyes lit up when you said that.
Positive.
And that means a lot to you guys as players, doesn't it?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, from day one, you know, coming in as a rookie, he just slows a lot of things down as far as just focus on being your best and things like that. You know, each day, no matter win, loss, good or bad, he's always positive. And that speaks volumes to the players.
Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next week on A Few Good Minutes.